It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
The little clock we wear on our wrist could be called a clock, but instead it has long had its own term being called a watch instead.
That's What They Say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and with us now is University of Michigan English Professor Emerita Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca. We get to talk about time.
I know. It's about time. I love this question from Rick. Rick just says, why is a timepiece in your pocket or on your wrist called a watch instead of a clock? I have never thought about this, but it seems like kind of an obvious question. They do the same thing.
They do the same thing, and it's a great question, and it lets us go all the way back to Old English. And the noun watch, which in Old English, over 1,000 years ago, referred to the state of being awake, or wakefulness, or, for example, a vigil. So watch was staying awake. It could be part of a religious practice. It could also be to guard someone or something, including from attack or danger. Sailors were on watch, soldiers were on watch. And Rebecca, this reminded me of an experience from graduate school. I'm going to take a little tangent here, which is when I was studying Old English in graduate school, we read the Old English poem, The Seafarer, which was famously translated by Ezra Pound. And this poem is about this lonely seafarer. And early on in the poem, he talks about the anxious night watch when he had to be watching during the night. In Old English, this word is nichtwako. And for better or worse, my dear friend and I saw this on the page, and it looked very much like a night wacko.
Oh, that's great.
It became a running joke about the night wackos that we had to be careful about. So this is where watch starts. And we still, of course, have this meaning of watch in terms of keeping watch or to stand watch. Or Rebecca, I would guess you also use this phrase, not on my watch.
I love that phrase.
Or it happened on my watch. Historically, watch has also referred to a person who's responsible for guarding or a patrol, sometimes a lookout. And then by the 1500s, we see watch used to refer to an alarm on a clock face. And this alarm would rouse someone into wakefulness.
The alarm was called the watch.
Yeah. So you will see phrases such as the watch of the clock.
That would have really confused me without knowing this.
And some people have speculated that maybe that alarm also marked off time periods of the watch. We then have evidence that watch could sometimes be used to refer to the clock face or to the mechanism that was governing the movement of the hands of the clock. But by the late 1500s, we have the first evidence of watch being used to refer to a portable timepiece, what we now think of as a watch. Of course, at this time, it was usually in your pocket or on a chain. I have a nice example from Ben Jonson, 1631. He draws forth his watch and sets it on the table. We get pocket watch, certainly by the early 1600s. And Rebecca, I think you'll love this. We also get a pocket clock.
I do love that. That's super adorable. That's what it is.
It's a pocket clock. We have wristwatch by the late 1800s. And by 1996, we have a smartwatch.
That early?
That early. And what I then realized was once you have the smartwatch, you get what linguists call a retronym, that we need a new name for the watch that is not a smartwatch, which is, at least some people call it, a dumb watch.
I have heard that. That is the type of watch that I wear, and I refuse to call it that.
I also wear a dumb watch, proudly.
All right, Anne, thank you so much. No word mysteries are left unsolved, not on our watch.
And I'll keep watching the language.
Anne Curzan is an English professor emerita at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.